Okay, I will. Thank you just so much. Okay, we have some open lines, 254-1030, area code 617. We'll go to Muriel in the town of Pepperell. Hi, Muriel.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm one of your new people.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I just have the same problem you have of meeting someone. I'm a widow. My husband's been dead for 12 years.
Mm.
And I have met several people, but they just don't come up to par.
Are you looking for a clone for your husband?
I think that's the
problem. I think most of us are. How long were you married?
Oh, about 40 years.
Yeah, see, I mean, you're so used to each other.
Yeah, I know.
After that length of time, you want somebody just like him. And in a way, it's, you know, I mean, I know how you feel. I feel the same way.
I know that.
But you know, it's not fair to people to have to duplicate somebody you've lost. Everybody's got their character and,
I know,
you know, all that on their own.
I know. I was only 18 years old when I married this man.
Yeah.
And we were only, well, we only went around together for 3 months. And we were married almost 40 years.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah. My wife and I were only gone around, I think, well, a little bit longer than that, but not much, 5 or 6 months.
Really?
And then we were married for 41 years.
Oh, that's great.
So our story sort of...
It's a big loss.
Yeah, duplicate each other. Yes, it is a big loss, and I know that people say, well, be grateful for the 40 years, and you have to be grateful for that and all that, but it still doesn't ease things too terribly much.
That's right.
And you're talking 12 years now, so the pain is still there after a dozen years?
Yes. This man I had was, well, I can't say he was perfect, but he didn't drink, he didn't smoke. All the time we were married, he was never without work.
Yeah.
But this brought to my mind when you said when you went on the cruise and someone said there'd be a lot of lovely ladies on the boat,
yeah,
or the ship.
Yes.
And you said it didn't seem to make any difference, or words to that effect. But I can understand why. But I...
Yeah, if my wife and I were on board together, then we could have giggled a lot at some of the things that were happening, because you do establish that kind of rapport where you know what each other's thinking. You can almost, as I mentioned, talk in shorthand. You don't have to say a whole sentence, and your spouse knows what you're saying.
That's right.
And you say, well, look at that funny-looking person over there. and if they're not with you, you know, you can't say that to just anybody. I could, I suppose, stuck my ribs, my elbow in the ribs of the woman who's sitting next to me and gone through that speech, and she probably would have lifted me up and thrown me overboard. But your own spouse understands what you're saying, and it's a kind of a private jokes that you have, and I think that's what you miss most of all.
Well, you know, another thing, I was always, as I always said, in his back pocket. We never went around, you know, without each other.
Yeah.
And our big thing was camping, and at this time of the year is when I miss that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, it was nice talking to you, Norman. And as I said,
nice talking to you, Muriel. What do you say we get married together, you and I, then, as long as we're on the same boat?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, think about it, and I'll call you back one day after the war.
Okay.
Thank you. And we'll meet in that little cafe in Belgium. And to the Republic for which it stands, thank you very, very much.